From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. People lined the streets booing and jeering at a motorcade which left President Robert Mugabe's residence in Harare on Saturday. Hundreds of thousands of people flooded the streets of Zimbabwe's capital, singing and dancing and hugging soldiers in an outpouring of elation that President Robert Mugabe's rule could come to an end. Mugabe's ruling ZANU-PF party will meet on Sunday to dismiss President Robert Mugabe. Two sources told Reuters News that the party would reinstate Emmerson Mnangagwa, the vice president Mugabe dismissed. After a meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron in Paris, Lebanon's Prime Minister Saad Hariri said he will return to Lebanon to take part in Independence Day celebrations and added that he will make his political stance clear upon his arrival.
There, I will express my opinion on all of the subjects after meeting with the President of our Republic, General Michel Aoun.
Lebanese President Michel Aoun refused to accept Hariri's resignation that was made through a TV broadcast in Saudi Arabia and accused the kingdom of holding Hariri against his will. Ukraine's intelligence agency said Saturday that it had detained a man wanted for the high-profile murder of an American journalist. Paul Klebnikov was gunned down outside his Moscow office in July of 2004. Many people believe the killing was connected to Klebnikov's work investigating corruption in Russia and the country's shadowy business world. Ukraine's State Security Service said that a Russian was detained, but did not identify who that individual was. This is VOA News. Maya Bush reports on two separate maritime incidents affecting the U.S. and Argentine navies.
A U.S.-guided missile destroyer sustained minimal damage Saturday when a Japanese tugboat lost propulsion and drifted into it during a towing exercise in Sagami Bay off central Japan in the Pacific Ocean. The Navy said the USS Benfold sustained scrapes on its side and no one was injured on either vessel. Also, the Argentine Navy said it has intensified its search for a submarine carrying 44 crew members that went missing Wednesday, but efforts are being hindered by strong winds and 6-meter waves. Despite the turbulent weather, Admiral Gabriel Gonzalez said naval forces were increasing efforts above and below the water's surface and were preparing to comb the bottom of the ocean. Maya Bush, VOA News.
This week, history was made in Australia when almost 8 million people who took part in a postal survey decided that same-sex couples should be allowed to marry. Phil Mercer has more on the ballot result that was not legally binding.
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull is promising to act by Christmas to introduce a law that will allow all couples, regardless of gender or sexual preference, to pop the champagne and be wed. Turnbull said Australians had voted overwhelmingly for fairness and commitment. Opponents of marriage reform in Australia insisted that allowing gay people to marry would threaten religious freedoms, destabilise society, and expose children to radical views on homosexuality in the classroom. 4.9 million Australians did vote no, so those dissenting voices are a significant minority. Following this week's decisive vote in favour of reform, gay marriage should be legal in Australia within weeks. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Malcolm Young, a founding member of the Australian rock band AC/DC, has died. Nathan Frandino reports.
Hard rock band AC/DC co-founder Malcolm Young has died. AC/DC announced his passing Saturday on its Facebook page, calling the rhythm guitarist the driving force behind the band. Young had been suffering from dementia for several years, an illness that forced him to take leave from the group in 2014.
We'd like to thank you, the best rock fans in the world.
Malcolm and his younger brother Angus founded AC/DC in Sydney in 1973. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame band was known for its hits Highway to Hell, Back in Black, and You Shook Me All Night Long, among many others. Malcolm was 64 years old.
That was reporter Nathan Frandino. Longtime Venezuelan opposition leader Antonio Ledezma arrived in Madrid Saturday, where he was greeted by his family. He'd been under house arrest since 2015 for alleged coup plotting and escaped house arrest on Friday. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.